South Africa has the highest number of HIV-positive people in the world, about 8 million, but has also been a huge success story in terms of treatment and preventing new infections. That's largely due to the money poured into expert HIV care here, some 17% of which comes from a US program called the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, or PEPFAR. But a 90-day foreign aid funding freeze is in effect, following an executive order by US President Donald Trump last month to check if US-funded programs overseas are aligned with US priorities. This has caused some initial confusion in South Africa with healthcare organizations and their patients. Tamsanga Sio, an HIV-positive transgender woman in South Africa, is anxious.
People are frustrated. They live in fear. They don't know what's going to happen. They don't know whether it's stopped temporary or not temporary.
The Cape Town clinic that Sio used to go to has now been shut for 2 weeks. While the State Department has issued a waiver to continue paying for life-saving services, what that includes remains unclear to many South African organizations that receive funding from PEPFAR. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio said this week that the waiver was clear.
If it saves lives, if it's emergency life-saving aid, food, medicine, whatever, they have a waiver. I don't know how much clearer we can be.
The State Department also issued written clarification and guidance on February 1st regarding what activities are and are not covered in the waiver for PEPFAR programs. The South African government says it was blindsided by the US aid freeze, according to Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi, who convened a meeting about PEPFAR on Wednesday. Motsoaledi also said he has sought clarification on the waiver.
If you say American money cannot be used for LGBTQI+, and we do the counseling and testing, and somebody who falls within that category is transgender, test HIV positive, can they not be helped? Even if it's life-saving.
Linda Gale-Becker is a doctor and scientist who heads the Desmond Tutu HIV Center in South Africa.
This sort of is not one homogenous picture. In some places, it's parts of services that have been stopped. In other places, the whole clinic, if it was supplied by PEPFAR, has been closed down.
She goes on to say that some transgender health services have been completely closed, and in other areas, counselors haven't been able to come in. She also says,
or a particular service that is no longer available, or some community-based testing or mobile that is stopped. In some places, it is the provision of PrEP and so on and so forth. So it's quite a mixed picture.
The PrEP she's referring to is pre-exposure prophylaxis, a medicine that prevents people at high risk from contracting HIV. Ling Shepherd, who works for Triangle Project, an NGO that provides services for the queer community, says there's a risk of undoing decades of progress.
The impact is devastating. The PEPFAR funding has been a lifeline for millions, and it ensures access to HIV treatment, prevention services, and of course, community-based healthcare. And without it, we are seeing interruptions in medication supply. Clinics are scaling back services, and community health workers have literally been losing their livelihoods.
However, he said, a PEPFAR shortfall will affect training, facilities, and service delivery. The government said it is working on contingency plans that would reduce their dependence on foreign aid in the HIV sector. On Wednesday, a group of health organizations sent a letter to the South African government saying at least 900,000 patients with HIV were directly affected by the US stop work orders. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.